And one more story about this political season. In Washington, D.C. today, thousands of motorcyclists are gathered for the 29th annual Rolling Thunder. It's an event that honors American veterans and tries to draw attention to those who may have been left behind. This year, however, it's not just the roaring of the bikes that gathered all the attention. The presumptive Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump, was also there. NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
As soon as the bikes begin to roll through Constitution Avenue, Joanne Desjardins unfurls a giant banner. It has a bald eagle and Trump's familiar slogan, Make America Great Again.
I just think that he loves this country. I mean, it's been a long time since I've felt patriotic. And I know that probably sounds silly to a lot of people.
But not everybody in the crowd loves Donald Trump. Richard Brewster says had he known Donald Trump was speaking, he wouldn't have made the trip from Cincinnati.
I fought for this nation. My father served 26 years. My brother's retired. My other brother, we all military people. I served for this nation, fought for this nation. I don't want no fool up in the office, don't have no agenda.
And Brewster says he has never forgotten what Trump said about Senator John McCain. In case you don't remember, last year Trump was asked how he could antagonize John McCain, a veteran and a prisoner of war.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to...
I asked Joanne Desjardins how she feels about those words.
I have a lot of respect for John McCain, and... but I don't think he's done as much as he could have for the vets.
Just across the way, right in front of the Lincoln Memorial where Trump was set to speak, I find Bobby Gouret. He's sweating in a leather vest with no shirt, and he's admiring the Vietnam Veterans Memorial across the way. This event is important to him, a small token from a country that once spit on him when he came back from the war.
We'll never heal. I'll always be crazy. But you don't go and take some of your life and come back saying, okay? And we'll do it again if we have to. That's what Trump comes in. He's talking the talk.
Gouret says Trump will rebuild the military. He'll spend money on vets and not on foreign aid. But what about what he said about John McCain, I ask?
He's trying to win the office. Everybody is lying about everything. Everybody is...
Please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump!
Trump came on stage promising to rebuild the military and to build a wall, complaining that traffic had kept the crowd from swelling and rivaling the turnout of the 1963 March on Washington.
But we have to take care of our vets, and in many cases, illegal immigrants are taking much better care by this country taken care of than our veterans.
The crowd cheered, but then they quickly went back to what they came here to do. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Washington.